Manufacturing jobs are on the decline in Wisconsin. The latest data from the Labor Department shows 8,600 fewer jobs in 2025 than the previous year.
The decrease was larger in durable goods, things like appliances and tools. The decline was less for non-durable goods, things like paper towels and food.
But the industry as a whole continues to see challenges with an aging workforce and a shortage of labor.
Layoffs were down in 2025 compared to 2024, but Wisconsin has already seen multiple factories announce closures since the start of this year.
Polaris is laying off close to 200 workers in Osceola, and Wells Vehicle Electronics in Fond du Lac is laying off 100 workers next month.
We're taking a closer look now at what's driving these labor challenges in the manufacturing sector and what the rest of 2026 could bring for the industry.
Steve Deller is Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and a recently retired Division of Extension Community Economic Development Specialist. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, manufacturing declines aren't new, but are you seeing some workforce challenges accelerate these declines in recent years?
I think that there's a couple of things that are happening. One is that Wisconsin, along with a lot of the other Midwestern states that are heavily dependent on manufacturing, has been facing a structural labor shortage for a number of years now. And what we're seeing is manufacturing adopting new technologies, particularly with the advent of AI. There's a lot of experimentation with that, and they're trying to find alternatives to hiring people and still maintain their output. So there's a kind of a shift that way, but there's also kind of a natural ebb and flow to the economy, and manufacturing and other industries like construction tend to be sensitive to that. And right now, there's a lot of indications that the economy is going into a slowdown phase, and manufacturing is kind of signaling that.
Well, on the point of technological improvements and AI, is productivity improving on the assembly line? I mean, that would be a good thing overall.
Yes, productivity has been increasing, and historically, wages and labor productivity are kind of tied at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that relationship has broken down. So when we see increases in labor productivity, we're not seeing that corresponding increase in wages. And that has a lot of economists kind of scratching their heads trying to understand why that relationship is broken down.
We've talked about the baby boomers who are fully retiring now. Why aren't manufacturers able to replace their aging and retiring workforce?
Part of it is a generational change. Is manufacturing still has this kind of reputation of being hard and perhaps dirty work. And there are some of the younger generations are really not interested in going into manufacturing. They're seeing other employment opportunities. So manufacturing doesn't have that draw that it used to have 30, 40, 50 years ago.
When you see these manufacturing jobs declining like this, what effect does that have on the state's economy? What ripple effect will we see?
Wisconsin is still heavily manufacturing dependent, and there's a range. One of the things about Wisconsin manufacturing is that it's very what we call heterogeneous. We're not dominated by one particular type of manufacturing, like, say, food processing or paper. So we have a very diverse manufacturing.
And that's good to be diversified.
It is extremely important to be diversified. There is a tremendous amount of research out there that has demonstrated again and again that the more diversified your economy, the more resilient your economy is to shocks and to kind of growth opportunities. Having said that, though, Wisconsin is still pretty heavily dependent on manufacturing. And again, manufacturing tends to be more sensitive to downward trends in the economy or that kind of ebb and flow. You see that in manufacturing first. Indeed, some of the leading economic indicators out there that do a really good job of forecasting what's going to happen in the economy zeroes in on what's happening to manufacturing. For the Midwest, the upper Midwest, some of those indicators are kind of looking down. So these employment numbers are not completely surprising.
Okay, so enter tariffs. Do you think tariffs have played a role here if manufacturers are paying more to, say, to import parts and goods? Do they look to pay less in labor to offset those added costs?
Yes. The tariffs are still rippling their way through. The research is not completely in agreement, but it can take 9 months to 18 months for the effects of the tariffs to kind of ripple through the economy. And even though the tariffs have been lifted, well, many of them have been lifted, there's still tariffs in place. The effects of those tariffs are still rippling through the economy. And this is partially what we're seeing now, is kind of disruptions of manufacturing because of those tariff policies.
What about offshoring the assembly process? So maybe your corporate headquarters are still here in Wisconsin, but you're making these parts, you're making these products in another place in the world. Could that have an impact on the decline that we're seeing?
Long term, yes. I think if we were having this conversation 20 years ago, I would be saying, yes, that is definitely what's happening. We're seeing less of that occurring now because a lot of the offshoring that could occur has already occurred. A lot of the manufacturing that's within the U.S. is kind of higher end product type manufacturing. What the U.S. still has a good comparative advantage in is kind of custom manufacturing and higher end product manufacturing. And we still have that. And that's where the growth is occurring. But that kind of commodity type manufacturing, the inexpensive socks that you buy at a Walmart or a Dollar General, that's going to be produced overseas. We can't really compete in that market.
We're talking about declining manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin. Steve Deller is here, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. Steve, are changes to the manufacturing workforce and these declines felt more strongly in Wisconsin's rural communities?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Well, two parts to that answer. One is that when you look at where a lot of the manufacturing in Wisconsin is located, it's actually in the more urban centers. Indeed, the biggest food manufacturing county in Wisconsin is Milwaukee County. So it's not necessarily, so if you look at the numbers, a lot of the jobs are actually located in more urban areas. Having said that, when you do see declines in manufacturing employment in rural areas, it tends to be more visible. It tends to be kind of, it stands out more because the employment base is smaller. So when you see these, you know, a manufacturing firm that says lays off 100 employees in Milwaukee is kind of lost to background noise. That same occurring in a smaller rural community.
Like Fond du Lac.
You can see it. It's more visible.
The Wisconsin Center for Manufacturing and Productivity, it did a survey last fall. It found 65% manufacturers were confident in the direction of the economy. 90% were confident in their own financial outlook. And those numbers increased from previous year's surveys. How should we evaluate those types of numbers based on what we're seeing now with the 2025 declines?
I think that given the uncertainty and kind of the whipsaw of policy that's occurring over the past year and a half, I think that folks are trying to put on a positive face. I think that folks are trying to, they're kind of seeing around them this notion that the economy is at risk, and they're looking at their own business and they're saying, well, our business seems to be doing okay. So they're kind of trying to be optimistic. They're trying to take a glass half full approach. But that doesn't distract from the uncertainty that the economy is facing right now and the kind of the headwinds that the economy is starting to experience. And then more recently, the shock with oil supply and the cost of energy, it's just kind of, the headwinds are getting stronger and stronger, and it's going to be harder to push against those headwinds.
Energy is sending its own shockwaves as well.
Exactly. There is some research out there that if you look at the U.S. economy overall, and you look at kind of periods that we've gone into economic downturns, a lot of times that's predicated by shocks to the energy market. And this goes back to post-World War II. So whenever we see a real shock to the energy market, that's a real warning flag that something's going to happen to the economy in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, in our final moments together, grab that crystal ball because, you know, we've seen a few Wisconsin factories announcing layoffs and closures to start this year. Are you expecting the state's decline in manufacturing jobs to continue in upcoming jobs reports?
I think over the next 12 months, next year, I think we're going to see stability and a downward trend. I don't think we're going to be seeing falling off of a cliff. I don't think we're going to see anything like the Great Recession. That's not in the cards, but I do think that we're going to be going into a slowdown period where a lot of businesses are just going to start tightening the belt more and more. So a slowdown, yes. A recession, if we go into a recession, it will probably be a mild recession. But again, what's happening with the energy markets, that's the wild card right now. And if this continues to drag out, that recession may be a little bit more severe.
Steve, appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us in this context.
Love talking with you. Thank you.
Steve Deller is Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. He was with us to discuss Wisconsin's loss of over 8,000 manufacturing jobs last year and what it means for the state's workforce and the economy.